judgment has set, the books have been opened. How shall we stand in that great day, when every thought and word and action, God the righteous judge, shall weigh? How shall we stand in that great day? How shall we stand in that great day? Shall we be found before Him wanting, or with our sins all washed away?
Welcome to the Escape for Thy Life radio broadcast. This is a presentation of the independent Thuzia Seventh-day Adventist Church, a revival of original Adventism and ancient Christianity. Our speaker is Brother Nyron Medina.
Good day. This is Brother Medina for Thuzia Seventh-day Adventist. And please let us start with a word of prayer. Gracious, loving Father, be with us right now as we enter into your scriptures. Give us understanding and help us to explain ourselves properly. For your glory's sake, we pray, through Christ our Savior. Amen. Well, today we want to continue our discussion, and we are dealing with globalism. And there is something about globalism that it is always anti-God. It is always anti-Christ. Yes, my dear people. No matter what they tell you, irregardless of how benevolent they appear to be, globalism, internationalism, a new world order is always anti-God and has always been anti-God. Yes, my dear people. If we look at Psalm 2, where we see prophecies of the final efforts at globalism, the Bible clearly defines its anti-God and anti-Christ status. It clearly defines that there. To help us understand that what we are facing today in the world, in the push for globalism, is something that is anti-God. Yes, my dear people. And now that Britain has left the European Union, which was set up as one of the efforts to create globalism, and you must remember this, because the United Nations were also set up as an effort to create globalism. It first started off as the League of Nations. Yes, my dear people. And that was formed based upon the communications of Colonel Mandel House, who imparted it from the Rothschilds. And after the war, the League of Nations was changed into the United Nations. But that was not all. Their plan was to unite the world furthermore by uniting Europe. And so the European Union started as the European Economic Union, and then it became the EU. And piece by piece they developed, having their own currency, having their own parliament, making laws which are supposed to influence all the nations in Europe. All this have been efforts to create globalism. Yes, my dear people. And today, we are living when globalism has reared its ugly anti-God head. Yes, my dear people. Because globalism has always been anti-God, anti-Christ. Like, for instance, since Russia declared a terrible curse upon the New World Order and dropped out of cooperating with creating a New World Order, NATO, from the European Union with the United States and other countries have been constantly pursuing a course to create war with Russia. And now the media has begun to speak about war with Russia, but giving the impression that the Russians are the ones provoking the war. So even as we talk now, the United States have already sent thousands of troops close to the Russian border in the NATO countries. But the media wouldn't tell you this at all. Because if they tell you this, you would be alarmed and protests will start. Yet, in all those NATO countries that surround Russia, troops have been sent. There have been training for war. And Russia has now been facing nuclear weapons from NATO. Yes, my dear people. Could you imagine that? But the media didn't tell you that. Because the media, which is Jewish owned and which are part of the global conspiracy, will not tell you these things. Right now they have nuclear weapons aimed at Russia from NATO in the European Union, and they are planning war with Russia. In fact, Hillary's files have been leaked to the Russians. The Russians have found out what is the plan of the Democrats if Hillary were to become president, if Mrs. Clinton were to become president in America. And do you know what the emails have revealed? That they have already planned war with Russia and war with Iran. Yes, my dear people, they have already planned war with Russia and war with Iran. All that is in the makings. And this is the reason why Mrs. Clinton must not become president of the United States. If she becomes president of the United States, America and the European Union will be at war with Russia. Why? Because Russia have actually destroyed many of the plans of the New World Order. Yes, my dear people. In Moscow alone, President Putin has built and restored over 400 churches and given back the religious liberty to the people of Russia that the communists snatched during the Soviet Union era. Yes, my dear people. Now Russia is standing for the family. The family as male and female with children. And sodomite marriages are being propagated in the European Union and as part of the New World Order to which America is belonging and to which England belongs. And the facts are that America is pushing for war with Russia because they are stopping the principles of the New World Order or globalism. And these are clear facts which the media is not telling anyone. Suddenly something is going to happen, and then usually they will bring a lie and tell us why this war is necessary. Like they lied and tell us that the war with Iraq was to stop the nuclear weapons that Saddam Hussein had. Now, an official government report was read in England showing that the whole war was misconceived. It was a lie, and for lying reasons, and the people of Britain were lied to. And Tony Blair came forward and took responsibility for fighting Iraq with the part that the British had to play in the war. Yes, my dear people. But he should have been charged. Because these leaders always do wrong and get away. They should have been charged. There is always one standard for the common people and another standard for the leaders. You hear massive corruption took place in the previous administration in this country. Nobody has been charged yet. We are not hearing of efforts to bring them to justice, to get back the vast sums of money that have been siphoned out of the country or out of the economy. And so, nobody seems to be facing justice once they are some form of leader. Yes, my dear people. And this is the same thing going on there right now in the United States. Look at Mrs. Clinton with the email scandals. She used private servers for government issues. When you're in a government ministry, you use government servers. It protects the intelligences you have, and it ensures nobody can blackmail you with information and that the enemies cannot get sensitive information from government. You tell me, as Secretary of State, she didn't know that before? You tell me that the government did not have the servers ready to come and give her service as she became Secretary of State? That the same private servers that served the previous Secretary of State was now going to serve her as Secretary of State? You tell me that that didn't happen? But you see, the media is not telling you all. And the authorities that allegedly were investigating it were not telling us all. Because why did she not use the government servers? Why then did she get her own private servers and use them for her computer and for her business? Why did she do that? And when news began to come out, she deleted a large amount of files against what Congress asked her to do. She defied Congress. She defied the government. And then went and lied. Literally lied to Congress about every aspect of it. And this had been hanging over her head until Mr. Clinton, Hillary's husband, decided to visit the Attorney General in the United States. And she came out saying that for 20 years, they will not investigate the email scandals. And then he visited the FBI, and the FBI had a visit to Clinton. And here is what they did, which was breaking the code of ethics or the code of laws that they have for this. Number one, Mrs. Clinton have to take her oath swearing before she give information. No such thing was done. Number two, the FBI have to record everything for Congress. No such thing was done. They broke the law. There are the leaders again breaking the law. And then the FBI leader came out and said, while Mrs. Clinton was reckless and endangered the security of the country, etc., etc., she will not be charged because no criminal act was done. And this is why Congress had to call the head of the FBI before them and put questions to him, and finding out in almost 10 questions that Mrs. Clinton broke the law more than 10 times when it comes to procedure. And yet they don't want to charge her. Yet the FBI said they will not charge her and drop the charges until Congress had to reopen the investigation. You see, leaders always have a tendency to get away when they should be brought before the courts of justice. Look, the International Criminal Court. Tony Blair, who was once Prime Minister of England and who was part of the Iraq War, should have been arrested for that already. And so was George W. Bush Jr. They should have been arrested already, but nobody's been arrested. You only get some minor African dictator or some minor African general being arrested and going to jail. But top leaders of the Western world, they do their crime and they get away, but only in the eyes of men, not in the eyes of God. And so we have leaders never seem to face punishment for the things that they do, but always the common man. And it so happened right now, when we had the Bilderberger meeting in Florida, and the Bilderberg is an Illuminist organization, they laid certain plans for the future. One was that Hillary Clinton must become president of the United States. That was one of the Bilderberger's plans, that Hillary Clinton must become president of the United States. No wonder why the FBI would make her get away. No wonder why the Justice Department or the Department of Justice in America would let her get away. And they constantly keep hoodwinking and fooling the public. No respect for the public. Using elections as a sham. Look, massive fraud in the presidential, massive fraud in the presidential election was found out with regards to the Democrat side, also the Republican side, as they tried to keep Donald Trump out. But Trump trumped them all. But on the Democrat side, it was Bernie Sanders that won, not Hillary Clinton. Massive fraud and cover-up show that Hillary Clinton did not win, but lost. And they covered up for her because they wanted to become president. She is the only candidate that the Illuminati is standing for. And what does all this mean? Even that she has gotten away with. But all this shows us that these leaders are not punished for their wrongs. And they are now trying to foment war with Russia to create the New World Order and to stop the enemies of the New World Order. As we speak right now, U.S. troops are in Syria, uninvited by the government, backing the rebels, the Al-Nusra Front and some other rebels, who are throwing bombs and who had used chemical weapons in Syria, which they had blamed on the Syrian government, but which was revealed to have come from American stockpile in the hands of the opposition. But the media lied and tell us it came from the Assad regime. And they constantly keep lying there. They are not telling us that the Americans are feeding these rebels with sophisticated weapons and they're dropping bombs on the government side. This is the reason why the Russians are still doing damage to them and dropping bombs on them to stop them. So it's like a war between Russia and America going on in Syria right now. But the wrong side in it all is the Americans. The Syrian government invited the Russians to come and help them deal with these rebels and ISIS. The U.S. government sent in troops and aided the rebels and is aiding the rebels. That's how low that country has fallen under the leadership of Mr. Obama. Let me tell you something. The judgment of God is already beginning to show itself on the earth because of these crimes. And you, the public, must recognize you cannot depend on the mainstream media because they often lie. Whether it is Fox News, whether it is CNN, whether it is the BBC, MSNBC, or CBS, or ABC, or whatever they call themselves, these media lie to people. They lie to the people. They're all belonging to one class of people, to Jews, and they lie to the people. They all have a united policy, Cana is Jewish owned. Reuters is Jewish owned. And because of this, news reporting have been compromised. What they want you to think, they will make you think. There's a peculiar incident that happened during the 9/11 issues, when the Twin Towers, the World Trade Center, was thrown down by those aeroplanes, as they claim. We have video footage, and video footage have been released that shows 40 minutes before Building 7 came down from the Twin Towers. Notice this, you had the Building 1, Building 2, you also had Building 7 coming down. 40 minutes before Building 7 came down, you have a BBC report with a reporter telling us that it fell already. And while the woman is speaking, the building is literally behind her standing. The building is literally behind the woman reporter standing. And she's given us the impression that it fell already 40 minutes ago. How did she even know it was going to fall to say it in the first place? How did she even know? No airplane hit Building 7. None whatsoever. Only debris touched Building 7 and a little bit of debris. Yet the whole building came down, showing and in a format of controlled destruction with explosives. A controlled demolition kind of image. Yet she's telling us that it fell already, and yet it didn't even fall. 40 minutes later, it would fall. And as she's telling us it falls, and it has fallen already, on the BBC, the building is right behind her, and she is not even recognizing this. Well, they pulled that clip from being broadcasted. Thank God many of the people who were watching all the events had recorded this for us to see. That the media is in conspiracy too. And that's why you must not allow yourselves to be fooled by propaganda. Do not allow yourselves to be fooled by propaganda. Do not be deceived by it. We beg of you, pay attention to reality and truth. And we of Tuesday Seventh-day Adventists, make sure we research very well the facts before we give you. This is the reason why we have been telling you the things we are telling you. We depend upon the scriptures. We depend upon the Holy Spirit to give us an understanding of what is going on, to open the reality of our world before us. And as a result of the Holy Spirit showing us, we can now speak to you and show you these facts. You can trust what we are telling you. But what the media generally tell you as news, often it is a lie. Look at the shooting that took place in the United States of America, in Texas, with the Black Lives That Matters march that took place. The media didn't tell you it was a sodomite, Muslim, black person that engineered the whole Black Lives Matters march. The media eventually revealed that it was another black man that was shooting at police and shot 12 police. Only after it came out. And Jesse Jackson would blame Donald Trump for all of that nonsense. If leaders' minds are so corrupted that they cannot think straight, they are not deserving to lead. They want to inflame people's passions, create wars to cause trouble. And this here, when the policemen shot two black men in Dallas, President Obama stood up and spoke about the shooting of the two black men and all these sort of things. I don't think such and such is so. A whole set of things he said. But he never spoke about the 12 policemen that were shot. He never commended the law for stopping the black man from killing people. He would make an issue of 2 black men killed by the police. And when you are checking the amount of people that were killed by the police in the United States of America, you find there were much, much more whites killed than blacks. In the whites, it was 200 and change above the 50s. And in the blacks, it was about 100 and change, a little above the 50s. So there were much more whites killed. And he never made an issue about whites being killed by the police. It's always about the blacks. And he's the president of the United States, which is made up of all different kind of races. Why is it so? And then information came that George Soros, a Hungarian Jew, but who is the point man for the Rothschilds, he was the one that was behind the fomenting of trouble in the United States in this issue here. Reports came out showing this. And that they plan racist wars in America. Do you know they even have another plot out to cause Mr. Obama to declare a state of emergency to stop the elections because they figure that Donald Trump will get through? All these plots have been hatched but exposed through their emails being exposed so that now we know what is going on, but the media don't tell you those things. Because the people will be incensed and do something about it. So the point is, hoodwink the people, fool the people, lie to the people, lie to the common man over and over, and channel his energies and actions in a certain way, just not to stop the New World Order, which has always been anti-God. And this is why Psalms tells us, again, in Psalm 2:1-3, why do the heathen rage, or why do the nations rage, as the original Hebrew tells us, and the people or the nations conspire. That's the original. The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel or set counsel together against Yahweh and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Notice it is the kings of the earth. Notice it is the nations. So we are looking at a global conspiracy here. And they station themselves together against Yahweh and against his anointed. And they set counsel against Yahweh and his anointed. Their policies, their plans, their knowledge is against Yahweh and his anointed, which is Jesus Christ. We are seeing here the New World Order has always been anti-God, anti-Christ. Yes, my dear people, it has always been that way. Once it is globalism, it has always been that way. And you go way back to the Tower of Babel, and the globalism there, again, has been to exalt Nimrod as a god against Yahweh. It has always been an anti-God enterprise. And you go way down to Revelation 17, and you would see when the New World Order is in action, they fight against the Lamb, which is Yahweh's anointed. So it has always been an anti-God enterprise. And this is the reason why we are letting you know, do not find yourselves a part of their policies. Do not join their policies. Do not cooperate with their policies. Depend upon the scripture of truth justifying you, converting you, to keep you outside of their plans. To keep you outside of their policies. To stop you from cooperating with something that is transgression against God's law. And this is the reason why, again, we beg of you, do not allow yourselves to be deceived. Listen to the voice of one crying in the wilderness, telling you the kingdom of God is at hand. It is very, very near. Repent and receive the gospel. So may God bless you as you receive these truths and your eyes are enlightened and that you know how to operate. So if anyone wants this program, call us at 625-0446. 625-0446. We will send you this program plus the others that went before. And may God bless you until we meet again. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
The judgment has set, the books have been opened. How shall we see?